If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Mindset program. Got a couple of stories that I want to share with you guys today. And the names have been changed to protect the innocent. About a year or two ago, I'm not sure how long it's been. It doesn't really matter. The story still works. My wife said to me, she said, I was talking to a friend of mine. She said the friend's name. And she said that she thinks that something must be up with Jack and Jill. Now, Jack and Jill is not their real name, but it doesn't matter. And I said, why do you say that? Or why did she say that? She said, well, she was at church on Sunday and Jack and Jill weren't sitting together. She said, Jill was sitting up front and Jack was in the back. And he was back by the entrance doors in the back of the church for the whole service. And they didn't sit together. And she saw them before do that. This was two Sundays in a row that Jack and Jill weren't sitting together. And I wonder if something's up. I wonder if there's a problem. My wife's like, well, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Well, then about a week or two later, my wife came back to me and she said, yeah, I found out what was going on with Jack and Jill. And I said, oh, what? She said, well, Jack is on the church security team. Oh, yeah, so when it's his turn, his shift to be a part of the church security team, he doesn't sit with Jill, his wife. He actually stays in the back of the church by the entrance doors because he's a part of the security team. Ah. That leads me right into the topic of my discussion. People will often say that perception is reality. And I've said it, and it can be true. You see, people say perception is reality. But if we want to lead a positive and productive life, we need to understand that sometimes perception is wrong. And perception based upon ignorance is not reality. See, we had a situation that I just mentioned, you know. Someone perceived something. They perceived that, well, Jack and Jill, husband and wife, always sit together at church. But last two Sundays, they haven't. Jill sits by herself and Jack stands by himself. Why would they not be sitting together? Well, you see, the person that brought that up, the person who mentioned that, was, well, they were making their decision. They were allowing ignorance to influence their perception. They had a certain perception, but they didn't know the reality of the situation because it was based upon ignorance. Now, ignorance isn't stupidity. Ignorance is being lacking the facts, not having critical information that you should have. That is ignorance. If you say that someone is ignorant, that's not the same as say insulting them and telling them that they're stupid or they're a moron or whatever. No, ignorance means that you are not in possession of the critical facts that you need to make an informed decision. Ergo, you are ignorant. And if someone is ignorant, and it's not, you know, a pejorative, you're not telling them they're a moron. But the fact is that there are people out there that are ignorant of the facts, and yet they make decisions anyway. They make assumptions based upon not reality, not facts, but upon their ignorance. I have another situation, and this happened several years ago. I used to go to a public shooting range. It was a public shooting range, or it was actually a member's range, but it was, if you were a member of the public and you paid the fee, you could go there. So it was kind of a, you know, it was a range where you would go and see other people. There'd be lots of people and many different members. And I used to go and test out rifles and so forth and pistols and whatever. And I had a deliberate methodology when I was testing a rifle. I'd sit down at the bench and I would dry fire several times. Before I'd put a live round into the gun, I would actually get comfortable behind the rifle and I would dry fire. And dry fire, if you don't know what it means basically working the action, the mechanics of the gun, pressing the trigger without using a live round of ammunition. You're just getting used to the machine. You're teaching yourself how to use the machine because you don't need to teach the ammunition what to do. The ammunition knows what to do. And if you do everything right, the ammo will do its job. So there's a definite reason why you would sit down and do several trigger presses without live ammo before you'd introduce a live round. Okay, no problem. So I do that, and I would do it, you know, all the time. Well, a while later, I was at the, I think it was the cigar shop. Yes, it was. I was at an event at my favorite cigar shop in Biloxi, Mississippi. And the guy walked up and he's like, "Oh, hey." And I was like, "Well, hey, there you are." And he goes, yeah, you go to the such and such range. I was like, "Oh, yeah, I do." He goes, "Yeah, I've seen you there." He goes, "You're that guy that you were having problems with your rifle." And I was like, "Oh." And I was at that moment in time when he said, "Oh, yeah, I remember you were having problems with your rifle when I saw you there." And I thought to myself, he must be mistaken because I don't remember actually going to the range and having problems with my rifle. And we exchanged pleasantries and talked about whatever. And he went away and I was thinking about it and I realized what he was talking about. Essentially, he'd been there while I was there testing a rifle. And he had watched me or saw what I was doing. He saw me get down behind the rifle, you know, work the action, take a deep breath, slowly press the trigger, and just get a click because I didn't put ammunition in it because I was just dry firing, and I was dry firing on purpose. And then apparently he watched me work the action, and the gun went click, and then it didn't go boom. But then like 5 minutes later, it went boom. And so he thought, based on his ignorance, you see, what he didn't know was that I was very purposefully and I was deliberately just dry firing the rifle. I didn't have a problem with it. There was nothing wrong with it. But his perception was that I was having problems with my rifle. And that is based on ignorance. You know, if you perceive something based upon ignorance, that's not really reality. That's not a fact. And I understand that a lot of you guys out there are like, "Yeah, Paul, that's all well and good and everything, but, you know, our motto at our marketing company is perception is reality." Okay, great. I'm glad that's your motto, and I'm glad that that helps you sell tennis shoes or sports cars or, you know, cologne or whatever. Yes, I understand that perception is reality is great when you're trying to sell people on expensive stuff that they normally wouldn't buy. I get that. But if you want to be a person, if you're out there and you want to live a positive and productive life, you need to understand and you need to realize and come to grips with the fact that not all of your perceptions are actually correct, because you might be making a judgment or having a perception based upon ignorance, based upon a lack of, like in the guy, the rifle guy's case, if he would have been trained to do what I did, or experience in doing what I did, he would have realized, oh, that guy's, he's getting used to the feel of the trigger. He's dry firing before he shoots. But apparently he had never experienced that. He had never been taught that. That was something completely foreign to him. So when he saw me press the trigger and the gun didn't make any noise, he automatically assumed that I was having problems with it, where that wasn't the case at all. So before you make a decision, if you see something and you're about to make a decision, you're going to make a judgment on that thing, pause for a second and consider, do I actually have all the facts, or do I have enough facts to make a judgment or to make a decision, or am I operating based, am I offering forth opinions based upon ignorance? Because, ladies and gentlemen, perception based upon ignorance is not reality, whatever you've been told. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's Morning Mindset. Thank you very much for joining me. I truly appreciate you guys being out there and supporting the show, sharing it, all that good stuff. You know what to do. Go to Amazon, check out the author, Paul Markle. That's me. Yes. Amazon, Kindle. You can go to fightingsolves.com. And you can get the book, Fighting Solves Everything, Destroying Cancer Through Faith, Science, and Nutrition. You can also go to the Morning Mindset Podcast. All right, I'm your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.